Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey Leute, ich bin Carina und ich hatte für euch Ray Dalton im Interview. Der hat ganz, ganz viel gute Laune ins Studio gebracht, kam hier strahlend rein, hat einen Joke nach dem anderen gemacht und war einfach so gut drauf. Wir haben zum Beispiel über sein Lieblingsgericht, das ist eins von seiner Mama, über seine Verbindung zu Deutschland, er hat ja mal ein paar Monate hier gelebt, und darüber, wieso er den Sommer so sehr liebt, gequatscht.
Hello everybody.
The coffee hit.
Oh yeah? How much coffee did you have today?
Not that much. I just had one, like one cup.
Oh, that's solid.
I'm naturally a morning person, so if I have coffee, it makes me a little, a little shaky. So I'm not there. Thank God, yeah.
How do you feel about the weather? I mean, you're from Seattle. You're probably used to it, but...
Yeah, today we got the sun, so I'm happy.
All right, let's get going. We'll stay with the weather. Small talk, I know, but so you're from Seattle, so you're used to the cold. But how do you cope with winter? Is it your favorite season? What is your favorite season?
You know, I love winter only because I feel like I dress the best in the winter time. I look like crazy in the summer. I'm like shorts, like winter probably is like my favorite fashion time of the year. But I also love summer because you get to swim in the water and everyone's a little more happy in the summer.
That's right. Your new song, Do It Again, and I mean, Call It Love and Manila are summery.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part about summer?
I just love celebration. Like, even if it's like, I'm feeling good today, let's celebrate it, or my friend got a promotion. So I feel like my songs are meant to just have that like camaraderie with everybody and feel loved and happy and be bubbly and goofy. So I think the summer really inspires that, and these songs are perfect with them.
But do you write in summer or either in winter?
I write always in winter. Yeah. I take the summer off to just live the life. And then maybe I'm a little sad that summer's over and I get in the studio and write.
Nice. I would do the same. Do It Again is your latest single. What is it about?
Do It Again is about just having those nostalgic moments in your life that you just really want to do again. This song was really... I was listening to a lot of ABBA. And I just loved the feeling that it was giving me, and I really wanted to do a different Ray Dalton type of sound, and just having those moments and listening to that with my family and my friends, I just wanted to recreate something kind of in my own way. So just always doing it again with the people I love. I love to be surrounded by people.
ABBA. Why ABBA? That's crazy. What's your favorite ABBA song?
Chicky Chi, Chicky Chi, da 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 da.
Yeah, that's a banger.
I also love Gimme Gimme as well. Gimme, gimme, gimme your man after midnight. Maybe I had too much coffee.
I get what you mean now. Okay. You've just released your single, Do It Again. What's up next? Maybe an album?
Well, next is the Do It Again music video that I'll be filming in back in the States. And then for sure more music to come. That is like, for sure, I want to release a body of work this year. So
okay, I see we're keeping it open.
Yeah, we're keeping it open. But yeah, a big body of work this year.
Okay, all right. If you could choose just one artist, dead or alive, that you would love to collaborate with, who would it be?
Amy Winehouse. Yeah, she has such a beautiful, sultry voice, and she just seems so loving and kind, and I feel like it would be a beautiful song and a dream come true to work with her.
Oh, yeah. You've worked with Felix Jähn, Alvaro Soler, so some German artists. What is your connection to Germany?
I feel like Germany has become my second home as of the last 2 years, so... making friends with other artists here is always nice. And I've just become really good friends with them. And so Germany's just loving me very well and treating me very well.
Do you have any connection to Munich or something you associate with it?
Actually, a lot of my friends who live in Berlin are from Munich. So they're always telling me, oh, Berlin's okay, but you have to come to Munich. And I know you guys do the beer with, what is it, Sprite here? And there's like the special sausage you guys have in the morning.
Weißwurst.
Yes, Weißwurst.
Dang, yeah. So I should have bought some.
I know about Munich a little bit.
That's cool. If you could, we had the artist, but if you could just do one topic for your songs the rest of your life, what would it be? What could be most uniform for you?
Whoa, that's a tough one.
I know. Would it be more love or like everyday life? Or?
Maybe it would be celebration, because you can celebrate love, you can celebrate breakup, you can celebrate getting married, you can celebrate being happy. Maybe you can celebrate being sad too. I don't know. Probably celebration.
Okay. I think that's a good one. I feel like you can do a lot with that.
Yeah, you can do a lot with it.
Whenever you hear one of your songs on the radio, do you turn the volume up or do you just go, next one?
Well, you guys were playing my song earlier today, so mm-hmm. we turned the music up and I was singing with MadCon this morning.
Yay!
Always up. It's such an honor to be playing on the radio. I don't take it for granted, so thanks. Turning the volume extra loud.
What does a perfect day for you look like from morning to night?
Wake up, singing in the shower, going to play some tennis. Maybe my friends come over. We go do something fun. Then I go play a show and then celebrate after. That sounds like a perfect day for me.
Are you someone that likes to plan ahead or do you just live in the moment?
I'm very live in the moment, very spontaneous. I'm not the best planner, so... My friends and family hate me for it. They're like, what do you mean this weekend? I can't get off work this weekend. Like, come on, let's just go to Vegas. Let's go somewhere. Come on. I always talk them into it. So,
oh, yeah.
Spontaneous.
I'm never on time, whether I get up like 2 hours before or just 5 minutes. I'm never on time. How about you?
I'm never on time, too. Why do you think that is, though? Are you just, it's not like I'm trying to do it on purpose.
No, I just, like, I could take 5 hours to get ready or just 5 minutes, but either way, I'm late for everything. But my work, of course not, but
yeah, same. With work, I'm on time, but...
If you could eat just one dish for the rest of your life that you would never get tired of, do you have a favorite one?
It would probably be my mom's green chili enchiladas.
That sounds good.
It's, oh, just so good. It's instead of red sauce, it's with green and chicken and they're rolled. Oh, they're so good. It's like really yummy Mexican dish that I love. It's my favorite.
Do you have a favorite German dish?
Schnitzel with chicken. I don't like the veal, so I love it with chicken. Yeah. But most places don't do it with chicken. They look at me like I'm crazy.
Yep.
Do you have it with chicken? Like, no, go somewhere else.
That would be the answer here in Munich.
I know.
You want what? No, we don't have that. We don't do that.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that would actually be it for me.
Okay.
Quick one.
Well, thank you.
Fast and easy.
We had a fun time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.